Okay, so a few days, couple of weeks, less than, I think less than 40 days or thereabout before the elections. And, well, just a little over 40 days before the elections. And different conversations have been in the mix. One very concerning one is with regards to PVC collection. In fact, let's just say INEC, the commission, saddled with ensuring that we have a very credible election. And time and time again, we've been rest assured that that would be the situation. But there's been accusations and counter-accusations back and forth from different sides. Some people are saying, well, should we even believe, is INEC able? Do they have the capability? Will they deliver a credible election? With the attacks that, some of the offices of INEC suffered in the end of last year, many thought, well, this could affect the outcome of the election, but that wasn't the position of the commission. The commission has said things will still go as planned, all things being equal. Well, on Facebook, we're asking you, how confident are you in the ability of INEC to conduct a credible election? And I'll tell you why we're asking that question. Because of certain accusations already, starting here in Rivers State, an ally of the former Minister of Transportation was accusing INEC of listing some hotels allegedly owned by members of the PDP as registration area centres in Port Harcourt. That has brought up a lot of questions. Whether this is true or not, we would confirm. This morning, my guest is Mark Usulo, INEC Head of Voter Education and Publicity here in Rivers State. Sir, you're welcome. Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, good morning to you and good morning, listeners.
There's also talks of payments before collection of PVCs. People are accusing INEC officials here in the state, some of them, of asking for monies before they are allowed to collect their PVC. Whether this, of course, is true or not, from the perspective of those people who have gone to collect their PVC, well, you can want to say it's true because it's what they experienced. But is this something that INEC approves? Is this something INEC is aware about? Is this something INEC is looking at handling? Well, we'll find out still. Get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Are you confident in the ability of INEC to deliver on a credible election? Let us know what you think. We're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. If you also have questions you'd want me to ask the guest in the studio, please do well to send those messages to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Let's quickly get on to Mr. Mark. Where would we start from now? Okay, let's start with one of the most trending concerns for people, which is the accusations that, well, some hotels in the state belonging to members of the PDP allegedly being used as registration area centers. In fact, from what Ezechukwu Emeka said, he said that the enlistment of such hotels as racks in Port Harcourt City by INEC for the stockpiling of sensitive materials and collation of unit results in the election is unfortunate and regrettable. Now, whether this is true is why you're here, to tell us how the process works and whether or not the accusations are correct.
Well, as I can tell you now, I'm a member of Independent National Electoral Commission as a staff. And I am privileged to head the publicity department, which is information dissemination to the public.
Okay.
INEC is a creation of law. And if INEC is a creation of law, we have to act in accordance with the extant laws and regulations of electioneering activities. And I cannot categorically state that we will approbate and reprobate. We are talking about sanity in the electoral process. We are talking about doing what the electorates would want during the exercise of electioneering. And we equally come in to use a particular hotel belonging to party members as our rack registration area center where we keep our sensitive and non-sensitive materials. It is not possible. It is a misinformation. And I believe investigative journalism connotes that you visit the property in question that they said INEC is using to store materials.
Investigative journalism also connotes that we speak with you directly and let reverse people hear from you who is in that position, because
yes, of course,
what he said, sorry to interrupt you, from what he said a list of area collision centers and registration, and he mentioned released by INEC, and he mentioned a few hotels and also the alleged owners of those hotels. So this is, as you would understand, in this season will cause people to raise eyebrows, but then whether it's true, you have said it's not correct.
Yes, I'm still talking before you came in with your perspective of investigative journalism. I'm talking about is that INEC of today, what they saw at the social media or raging online is an old misinformation that we have asked them to correct, and it is not it is not coming from INEC. I don't know the mixed up they've done. We cannot use personal buildings belonging to people to store our materials, because the person may be a member of a political party or one party or the other. So we take our time in doing this. And we have a statutory registration area centers where we put our sensitive and non-sensitive materials. It must be a public school. It must be a civic center belonging to the generality of the populace of the particular area, geographical extraction. We do not support storing our materials in a private domain or building. That is why I'm countering it now and telling you that INEC cannot do that. We have the list of our registration area centers now, even now. We have the list
Is it in public space?
I don't know, but I will find out whether it is in public. It must be in public space, and I'll make that available anywhere. We are making use of primary schools, and we have written to the state government. They approved that. That is where we are storing our materials. And we call this rack. This is to enable us for ease of administration on election day. The materials should be close to the people. That is why we chose this. It started from 2011. The formation of these racks started, and super racks, where we store our materials. And we store these materials for logistic support anyway, where we are having a short force. We can equip from there. So that is why the racks are existing. So if there is anyone giving such a misinformation and disinformation to the public, I want the public to disregard in its entirety such a misinformation.
All right. Well said. So now you heard directly from INEC, and now you know that whatever it is you've heard with regards to hotels belonging to any political party used as rack centers is incorrect. But that's not all. There's still a lot more question to ask. This time, the PVC collection, we are aware that it's been moved to the wards, but we still have people complaining of the difficulties they have in accessing their PVC or collecting their PVCs. In fact, on the news this morning, we had reports from some individuals who were accusing staff of INEC of extorting them before giving them their PVC. I want you to listen to a few of them, so I took the liberty of bringing out a few excerpts. This was in Obiakpo, Rumigbo in Obiakpo local government. Some of the voters accused officials of the commission posted to the Rumigbo Civic Center of extortion. I'd just like you to listen to what they said.
From INEC are not trying. They are collecting money from people to be able to answer people from the side. So from the line, no matter how the line is, they won't attend to you. I've been here since on Sunday and nothing has been working. INEC should please either call them to order or bring more people for us here. The women are not encouraging.
There are facilitators of us from the community who are helping to collect the money for the INEC staff who is issuing the card. And then bring the PVC out. So immediately dispatch somebody to come and maybe replace the woman and let people get the
All right, so you heard. They mentioned a woman. Maybe it's a specific person. Maybe there are more than one person. I don't know. But this is a complaint. And some other people also sent in messages from various other centers. But this particular one, Rumigbo and Obiakpo local government area, the Rumigbo Civic Center. Is the commission aware of this sort of behavior? And if it is, how is it handling it?
From the excerpts of the recording you just played, I was able to pick up the community helping INEC to collect this money. They did not say INEC collected. They said the community people helping INEC to collect this money. I can categorically state that INEC did not collect money. If the community people are collecting money to put people in line as we instructed them, that they must be in line in an orderly manner for ease of administration of this going concern. I will categorically state that human behavior, the management of human behavior is the worst in a behavioral tendency in that particular course of human management. That is the worst human management you can think of. People of the community may decide to be collecting this money to enrich themselves or their pockets, because you standing on our process, standing on the activity that is going on,
yes,
and they will now target that is INEC. We, before we started this distribution of cards, issuance of these cards, we decided to collaborate with the stakeholders of the community so that they can protect men and material in this cause.
Mm-hmm.
And in lieu of these actions be taken, they have decided maybe to do such, which is an electoral offense in a way, and it is against our ethics, professional ethics, in our condition of service. INEC staff cannot breach this condition of service, and if he does, there must be a penalty and punishment for such action. And because of what you people have just said, we supervised some areas where they're issuing these cards, and we found out that people are complaining that the community people are extorting them. I want you to discountenance again in its entirety such misinformation and disinformation. I will take this message home for further investigations to be carried out to know if any INEC staff is involved in such a dubious action.
We're also aware that in some other areas in Choba and the rest, they've been the process has been really smooth. For some, as report we also got from some people, and it's been fast, and people have gone and collected their PVCs. But are there plans to perhaps see how? Because one thing that was mentioned in the excerpt was the issue of more staff to hasten the process. Is that something that's been considered?
Yeah, last week the management of INEC in River State had to beef up members of staff of INEC that is involved in issuing these cards in the metropolis. This is Obiakpo, Port Harcourt City local government area, Ikwerre local government areas, and some other local government areas that have such a density of population. And this is to curb the expected surge that will come, because it is typical in Nigerian behavior that they do not come early to pick whatever thing we're asking them to do as regards electioneering activities. They must come at the tail end of such activities. So that, in order to curb surge, we already planned early enough to beef up the strength of the personnel issuing these PVCs, and of which we have done. We have made sure that we have the presence of INEC staffs and some few members of NYC, these core members, helping them. You know, people are having such quest of collecting their cards in the immediate time of getting there. So if they get there and expecting to have their cards immediately, there must be due process. And this process connotes that they must look for your card and where it is grouped, because I know it has been all packed unit by unit. They must pick the cards, sort it, and get yours. So within this time frame, other people will be asking for this particular issuance of cards within the immediate time. So that is why we urge the public to maintain a very normal order, keeping themselves peacefully as they collect these cards and queue up. Where there is a sun, we are where there is a bit sun, those having living with disabilities, like those with albinism,
have
been expected to queue up in a very cool area.
Is that provided for?
Yes, of course. This is why I'm telling you that we have urged the people that issuing these cards, members of staff of INEC, to observe these rules. Because during the elections, we do observe these rules too via Section 54 of the Electoral
Act. What about the physically challenged? And
that is what I'm telling you.
Impaired.
They attend to them first before others. That's we give them preference. They are all observing all these rules. The visually impaired sector or cluster of PWD, we used to assist them with their guardian ad litem, people that are supposed to take them to the place, and they mention the name of their cards, and the people will mention it, and if it is in tandem with what they've said, we issue the card.
Okay.
We are trying, INEC is trying, and I want the public to start applauding us because we are getting closer to the elections, and it is not easy to face Nigerians in their behavioral tendency, but INEC is trying by move. At least we have scored up to 70% in all this. We have done almost all we are supposed to do before elections. What is just remaining now is the training of ad hoc staff. But after this issuance of cards, that we are going to revert back to the local government areas from the 16th of January to the 22nd. I believe we are going to issue these cards to a greater number of Nigerians residing in River State, and just to prepare them for exercising their franchise during the elections proper on the 25th of February and the 11th of March of 2023.
Okay, well, there's still more to talk about, and we would definitely talk about them. One thing we'd encourage you to help us do is to perhaps tell us the process and what it entails to come collect your PVC, but that will be after we return from the commercial. Also, we'll be taking questions from some of the listeners. You can send your questions to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. I'll take that one more time. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Send in those questions. We'll be taking them when we return from the break. There's also concerns and fears being raised on whether the elections could be postponed or not. Well, we'll be speaking with you on that as well, if there's been any conversation or directive or fears at the national level. We were also supposed to have Festus Okoye, the National Commissioner, on the show this morning via telephone. He had already said he's supervising somewhere and might not be able to make it. So while we're on the break, we'll try to get in touch with him. If perhaps we'll find certain sorts of answers to these insecurity concerns that, INEC is raising. Stay tuned. Remember, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. Tell us what your opinion is. And also for some, we apologize for it's a mix-up we have on social media there. So please, you come across. We'll be correcting that in a short moment. So apologies for that mix-up. My guest in the studio, Mark Osulo Rivers, INEC Head of Voter Education and Publicity. And we're taking your questions at the moment on WhatsApp. So send in those questions, 0809-030-6416. Quickly, we had questions coming in while we were on the commercial with regards to the movement of the collection centres or the points for collection at various wards, and people are saying, especially in Obiakpo, that it's becoming difficult for them. Is that something that was deliberate? What's the reason behind that?
When we got such news on Monday, when the complaint come from the public that they went to designated areas where these cards are to be issued and they did not find any INEC staff there. We placed a call across to the electoral officer and We are meant to understand that they had a memorandum of understanding with the community stakeholders to bring these cards more closer to the marginalized group by rotating within a ward. In each ward where they are supposed, each registration area where they are supposed to issue these cards, they are moving from town hall to town hall. Well, we corrected that, that they shouldn't do that, because where the law stated that they will issue these cards is where they are staying to issue the cards. So they had to revert back. They didn't proceed again in moving around to get the cards closer to the marginalized group. Since it is within a registration area, they would be able to assess all the location collection centers, which is the headquarters of the ward, where they even collect results. That is where we are staying to issue these PVCs. Right now, if they get to the collection centers or the designated areas where the law or where the regulations of INEC say that they're going to issue these cards, they will find the members of staff of INEC now. We've stopped rotating or moving from a place to place because the EU has been instructed not to do that by the resident electoral commissioner.
Okay, so I think that's sorted out. But this was the feedback we got from some people that we also spoke with regards to the collection of PVC process in other wards in Obiakwa local government area. Our correspondent was at Ward 15, UPE Collection Center in Choba, and a large number of people, and this was what they had to say.
The INEC staff, they were very, very early, and they are doing very well. They are well behaved too, attending to us very well.
See, there was a much crowd there before, and there are just few people left behind. Others have collected their own.
And the process is fair and nice. Everything is going well, and there's no hinge or anything.
There's no issue. As far as I can bring any identification that this card belongs to you, they will hand it over to you.
Well, there we've heard. We had an earlier insert where people were complaining about the fact that all monies were being collected. You were saying that the money's arrangement was perhaps the community.
Yes.
So in no way, shape or form whatsoever, is any INEC staff involved in sharing these monies with members of the community?
I cannot, in my own perspective, say that they share that money with the community, because we came there to supervise and we interrogated them. They said they don't have idea of such. So I don't think the community can or will ever share any money collected from prospective voters with INEC staff. It is going to be a fundamental breach of our ethics. And if such is gotten, or if church is known that they were involved, they are going to face serious consequences of such action.
Okay, well, please, let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923. You've heard from the INEC official here. Well, staffs don't collect monies. Well, the community perhaps, or people in the community who might be organizing the lines and all could be involved in that, and not staff of INEC. Let's hear what you think. Are you confident that INEC will deliver a credible election? That's a question we're asking you. 0700923 0923. On WhatsApp, this one says, please ask your guest, why is it that I went to do some corrections with my wife here in Eligbolo? We went to pick them last week. My wife's own was given, and I was told that mine has not been printed. I should come back in a week's time. Why is it that way? This is Pastor Vincent. Another person here says, please ask your guest, how can someone who cannot collect his or her PVC now due to unforeseen circumstance and could not vote get access to it later for future elections? There's also another message here says, okay, I know my polling unit, but there's no activity there even as of yesterday. How do I know where to collect my PVC? You have to tell us your polling unit now, so we could have that information. Where is your polling unit? But then, the process of collection of PVC, from one of the questions, is it ending after the elections? Is it going to be a continuous process? That's one thing people have called for. Shouldn't we allow PVC registration and collection be a continuous exercise?
Well, collection of PVCs in INEC activities as regulated by Western laws is a going concern. Within this period of continuous voter registration exercise, the aftermath of it as a social contract between the citizenry and the INEC coming to register, the aftermath of it or the resultant effect is collection of the PVC, that is the completion of the contract.
Okay.
Yeah. And if paraventure anybody did not collect his or her PVC on or before 22nd of January, then as a policy making body, that is the INEC, there will be a time again they will be given such a grace to collect their PVCs. Maybe during the program of collection of PVCs, they will collect their PVCs after elections. Because when we close on 22nd, nobody again will issue PVC. We are going to face another factor of this election, upcoming elections. So we don't have such time. It may be during another program of CVR and issuance of PVC, the person may now pick his or her
elections. To be precise, you can't really give a date specifically now, but it will definitely be after elections and when we're collecting PVC.
If the commission decides to extend this issuance of PVC date, then it will be a grace upon those that have not collected. But if they don't, so be it. Then it will be after elections when such program starts, they will collect their PVCs.
All right, the phone number to call, 070-0923-0923. Again, 070-0923-0923. This one says, issuance of PVCs all over wards and collation centers started on the 6th, which was on Friday, but unfortunately, INEC workers arrived at about Ward 10 and 11 in Andoni local government on Sunday 8th in the afternoon, and on Monday they did not report to duty, and after collapsing the two wards into one. Where will there be extension of day for those areas? INEC failed to meet up because of those days they were not on duty. Another person says, what about the person who did a transfer? Are they going to issue new cards to them, or will they use the old ones? Sobrekan from Omubo sent in that message. Another person says, my wife registered since 2014 and has not gone to collect. Can she still go and collect it? Will she get it now if she goes? Says she registered since 2014.
Well, we have old cards ranging from 2011 to 2019. Even they kept it side by side. If you get to Obiapo now, those issuing the old cards and those issuing the new cards, they're all there. And people are equally queuing up in both sides, which means there are people collecting old cards and there are people equally collecting the new cards.
Okay.
So they should proceed to the collection center and collect their cards.
All right, we'll be talking litigations in a short moment, whether or not there are any litigations that could affect any political party that INEC is aware of. Was INEC been served with any litigation? But let's first take a few calls. Nigeria Info, good morning. Hello.
If you're talking about litigation.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Gideon calling from Port Harcourt, Humala.
Okay, Gideon, talk to us.
Yes, I noticed that in our center here, we were told that they will be giving the PVC second week of December 2023. But that December passed, and January, most people will be collected. And the INEC people, they didn't come to the center for the level here in Rumadolu. So I want to ask, have they changed the location where people collect their PVCs, or they go to INEC office direct?
Okay, thank you very much.
Let me answer that question.
Okay.
We started this issuance of PVC on the 12th of December at the INEC local government area offices, and which stopped at the 5th of January. From 6th of January, we devolved to the wards, and we have made available the centers where we are issuing these cards to the public. That is the capital of the wards, that is the collation center, where they collate results. That is where we are stationed and where we are issuing these PVCs. From the 16th of January to 22nd of January, we will start issuing at local government designated area offices of INEC. We will stop at 22nd so that we will be able to prepare for the coming elections, yes.
All right, good news from our three is on the line. Good morning, good news.
My brother, man, is shame.
Good morning.
The guest. I want to ask simple questions. When I'm going to collect the PVC, I'm from Obiabo Ward 15, and I want to call. Let me first of all comment.
Oh, goodness me. Good news. You'd have to call back. You got interrupted by your service provider, Daniel from Imogate. Okay, we also got interrupted. This one says, okay, just a minute. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello.
Morning to you.
7915. Yes. My name is Goodluck and Goodluck. How that works.
Go on, Goodluck.
Yes, I'm a visually impaired person and I've been trying to collect my own PVC in my own world, the capital of the world, but I've been trying to ensure I get an assistant to the police. And I was now told that INEC is going to stop the collection in my own world tomorrow, instead of that, January 15th. So now, I want to know, in case I have any issue, how do I call for emergency?
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sure the INEC head voter education in River State has an answer to that.
My number is in public domain. And we have our Facebook page, INEC Rivers. Just enter the page, click to INEC Rivers and make any complaint. We will answer you immediately. Or you call 0705-707-5151. 0705-707-5151. Then we will attend to whatever problem you have. Nobody is shifting the issuance of PVCs from the designated areas. That is the collection centers of each ward. That is where we are issuing out these PVCs to the public. Anybody that moves that from where that it is designated to be the appropriate place to issue these PVCs, you place a call on us or you complain via our Facebook page, INEC Rivers. We will attend to your problem immediately.
All right. Ida from Nkoro, good morning.
First of all, I want to commend the INEC people that are in Okupo Nkoro. My brother, they are doing a wonderful work.
Yes.
Very, very wonderful.
That's wonderful.
You laugh with you. They will bring you down to the, they will bring the INEC, the PVC down to the ward. They will be there from that 9 o'clock to the 4 o'clock when they give them. Most of them even pay more than the time. And people are talking about money. If you want strangers come to your village, at least you contribute money to buy them meat pie or water. Does not mean they are collecting money from you. Nobody is collecting money from anybody. They are doing their work. And people will not go and collect this PVC. Then when you say, we start blaming INEC. If you go to Okupo Nkoro, they are out everywhere.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm begging everybody that is from Okupo Nkoro to
thank you very much.
Go and collect their PVC so they will be able to do the right thing at the right time. Thank you very much. God bless you. I commend INEC in Okupo Nkoro.
All right. Lucky in Echie, good morning.
Good morning, family.
You're welcome.
Please, I want to ask your guest in the studio. The issue of this, because I have gone to the INEC collection center and I gave them my, though I did the reprint of a voter's card, but since on 6th now, when I go there, they will tell me that they don't bring my own card, that they will bring it before 22nd. So I want to ask him, if before the 22nd the reprinting card did not come out, how are we going to vote?
All right, thank you very much. Lucky from Ichie.
I think you are giving instruction. You see, most of the cards that came and their names were not in the register as well, because when we did the expansion of voters' access to polling units, we had polling units created closer to the people. And when it came to register, we allotted these cards close to those polling units that are to you, where you are going to vote. So we are making arrangements in the electronic register that is empowering you to vote, do accreditation via BVAS, because without this electronic register that is empowered by Section 62 of the Electoral Act, you will not use BVAS to do accreditation of voters. Then if your card is printed and your name is not in the register, because we did purging of register before this display, during the display, preliminary display of voters register, then we are asking you to have patience, because such situations, we used to collect the correct data of the person and be able to put the person's name in the register before we give you your card. That is why if they take the register and your name is not there, they will tell you to come back later. Obey them, you come back later and you get your cards. You must get your PVC before that 22nd of January.
All right, good news from our three. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, my brother. My line went off.
Okay, go on.
First of all, let me start by appreciating, you know, what people do when INEC does well, we say they do well, they do bad, we attack them. I say they did bad, but this time around, I think the what 15 coordinator, I'm from Obiabo, what 15, 36. The people in the INEC in charge of what 15, Obiabo, they are doing marvelously well, cooperating with the locals, and everybody are coming out in their numbers and taking their PVCs. There was an arrangement that they would move to from Chopa UPE to Rumosi, Rumekini, Alakaya, and it helped many persons who could not afford transportation and our fathers and mothers. That was kudos. But I want to say that, ask questions. What about some persons, most persons who I've seen came to collect their PVCs and they searched through their names. We are not seen. Their card PVCs we are not seen. What happens to them? Because some of them, we are saying, they said they should go back and come back in 2 weeks' time, in 3 weeks' time. And 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, based on what you are saying now, it must be, it will be closed. What? How do they get the permanent voter's card? That is my major question. Good news for that.
All right, good news. Thank you very much.
INEC has the proprietary right over those cards you are using to vote. This is empowered by Section 16 of the Electoral Act. You are using these cards to exercise your franchise. If anything happens to the cards, you revert back to us. Now, I am telling you that instructions has been given to you, first-hand information that you are going to come back in 2 weeks or 1 week time. Obey them. If the result is not yet actualized by you, then you complain. They've told you to come back in a week time because they are going to do their own internal arrangement. Maybe the cards are there and their names are not in the register. They are going to compile this, the people that have this a kind of, let me say, a mistake being made. We are going to correct it. We are going to put the names in the register and the cards will be given to you. If they tell you to come back, there is a reason why they told you to come back.
Okay. Quickly, we are aware and we know how political parties have taken other political parties to court, taken INEC to court, seeking different forms of interpretation, whether it's at the presidential level or at the governorship level. Are there concerns? Should this be concerns? Is this going to in any way affect INEC's preparation for the elections? There's also talks about insecurity. I mean, the INEC national chairman, Mahmoud Yakubu, was also saying that if the forthcoming election could face threats of cancellation if insecurity across the country does not improve. Both of this, of these rather, how much are they affecting preparations? Should we be worried?
Okay, the new innovations in the Electoral Act gave a lot more time to submit names of candidates of political parties nominee to INEC. And this long period they gave, that is before 180 days to INEC, is because litigations are arising therefrom. The nominations of political parties, there are going to be litigatory matters in court where they will stretch it out whether the matter is coming from particulars given to the political party, whether there is a breach in an affidavit sworn to. All this has to be trashed in court before election proper, so that when the person is sworn in, the person will not be attending court for matters arising from electoral activities. So that is why they are going to court now. We still have a lot more time for them to conclude whatever they are doing before elections proper. It will in no way stop us from conducting elections.
So, meaning at the moment there is no court order or any sort of litigation that is impeding INEC's preparation or would cause any sort of maybe last minute I don't know, sorting out by INEC.
There is no judge that can give any court order to stop INEC from conducting elections.
Oh, it could be from recognizing candidates, because if you've print ballots and you have certain we've had this happen before, where ballots are printed and then we're not having issues of this party should not be there. Or
that
the
is why the Electoral Act gave a very long room and enlarged time for them to finish and conclude their matters in court before elections will come.
Okay.
Then about security wise, the commission complained about disruption and burning of INEC offices and equipments we have in the office. Since between 2019 and now, we've had about 50 cases of arson and hoodlums disrupting our materials and destroying the materials we're going to use for elections. That is why the chairman, Professor Mahmood, has said that if it continues unchecked, then to conduct elections will be very hard. But I believe that they will not still do that because the IGP, Inspector General Police, has detailed a beef up of police in all INEC facilities in the country. So I don't think burning of our offices and destroying of our materials will continue. And more so, the sensitive materials we have in our offices are being in a very tight security and well kept. So I don't think hoodlums will get to that place. But I pray, because if they continue to destroy that, then the preposition of the people that are perceiving that elections may not hold may come to play, because there is no way we destroy the materials we use for elections and we expect election to hold.
Okay. A few messages on Facebook as we attempt to wrap up things on the Morning Crossfire. God's Power in Jika on Facebook says, issue of insecurity in the country, yet nothing has been done about it. De Gratia says, let's watch and see this time how it will be. Chibueze King Ezekiel says, I don't think there will be any manipulation in this year's election due to the new electoral device. Contrel to Bobanimi Charles says, the INEC staff in the studio has been economical with the truth. INEC River State is corrupt. We don't have faith in them as Rivers people. This, you want to respond to this?
Well, I don't know what to say, but if you think I'm being economical with the truth, you come up with a petition. You can write to my commission, and I'm speaking the truth because I'm a member of staff of INEC. I cannot be lying to the public, because the moment I climb here to talk, I'm speaking on oath.
Yeah.
So if you think I'm lying, you can come up with going to court to seek redress.
Okay.
Yes.
But to one thing I can say to Bobanimi Charles, if you heard the conversation from the beginning, INEC has said that whatever you heard about PDP members' properties or whatever belonging to PDP members used at registration centers is not true. It's incorrect. It's not ever going to happen. That's what he has said. So that would dispel your assertions here. Another important thing I think we should put out now before we go in a few seconds, if you can just clarify for us and let's have an idea of it. The process of collecting this PVC, is there any particular requirement? Let those who may not, because some people might go there and the reason why they're not getting is because they are not coming with what is required, or what is the process for in the next few seconds?
The process is just to come with your temporary voter's card that you are issued during the continuous registration of voters, and you queue up in orderly manner and follow and do what others are doing. That's all.
And you have to go to where you registered.
You go to where you registered, where you intend to stay and vote. At the ward where you intend to stay and vote, that is where you pick your PVCs now.
Okay, the phone number again?
I gave my phone number as a contact point.
In 10
whenever
seconds.
There is any problem, so that I can relate to the commission.
5 seconds.
070-5707-5151.
Marco Solo, thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Hello, Port Harcourt is next.